and they are solely responsible for its content.
On AM 1130, by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekend to you. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by
YCCA.
And what does that stand for?
Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Way to go. You are bright. You're witty. You're on it this morning. Plus, you were on time.
Actually, I was early.
I know.
Scary.
Who are you, and what'd you do with my real wingman?
I'm his brother.
So, listen, the quesadillas are out.
Are they really?
Yes. Have you not heard them?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're chirping all over.
I will have to mind them.
Yes, you need to. So, listeners, those are the cicadas, but I like to call them quesadillas. I love that sound so much. I love it. So we had a great program last weekend with Michael Schneeberger, mm-hmm. Verde Valley handyman and licensed handyman. He's got two locations, one in the Verde Valley and one over here now. What a charming guy.
Absolutely.
And Janelle. I mean,
and provides a great service.
A great service. I'm so happy to have him in my Rolodex of all things wonderful.
Your repertoire of contractors.
Yes, yes. He's a good man. He's bright. He's brilliant. He's funny. And he does good stuff.
Good.
Like doggy doors.
Super.
He doesn't do windows, listeners. I tried to ask. He said he only does them when he installs a new window. So that's not fair. What's new with you?
Well, if I told you I
don't,
was busy,
no, don't
you
say
would
it.
Not
nope, I'm taking that word out of your vocabulary.
I have been tied up, shall we say?
Okay, that's a good one. Yes, tied up. How?
5 days a week with work and 2 days a week with honeydew.
Okay, perfect. What are you doing around the house?
Actually, replacing my stairs from my deck down to the ground.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you doing it correctly?
Well, I hope so.
What type of material are you using?
I'm using 2x6 Doug fir for the steps. It's a wooden staircase.
Okay. You know, you're in the Wildland Urban Interface area.
I do know that, but for my treads, I'm okay.
Okay. So when is the job going to be finished? Or do you just do like an hour a day or what?
No, I actually finished it this past weekend.
Oh, perfect.
So, and painted it.
Oh.
That's from the top down to the landing.
Oh, my gosh.
But the landing down to the ground still needs some work.
Okay, you better get on it, buddy. Be a responsible contractor.
Or a good husband, whichever comes first.
I think the good husband in your case. So, all is good. We have a couple more weeks left in August, and then we roll over to September.
Yes, coming quickly.
Golly, it sure is. But the show last weekend with Michael Schneeberger, handyman, Verde Valley handyman, and licensed handyman. Listeners, if you need a good guy, call me anytime.
I was just going to say, call Sandy and she'll give you the number.
So we've got some good stuff going on. Today we're going to talk with Pilar Emery. She is going to talk about the healing fields for Prescott Valley and when it starts, how long it stays up, why it's there, how it got started.
And how some people can get involved.
And how people can get involved and be a volunteer.
Perfect.
So take us to break. And when we come back, we will start to talk about the healing fields in Prescott Valley.
We will start to pick her brain and quiz her.
Perfect.
Perfect. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're pleased to be broadcasting on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. And in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, you can tune us in on 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, grab that OJ or chocolate milk, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time. Our guest of the hour with us this morning, the radio show Hour of Power, is Pilar Himry. How'd I do, Pilar?
Awesome.
Phew, don't ask me to spell it. That's like last weekend with Matthew Schneeberger. Don't ask me how to spell that one either. So Pilar is in charge of the Healing Fields for Prescott Valley, the woman extraordinaire managing, juggling, handling multiple plates, twirling, swirling to make this grand event happen. How do you do it?
Not without hundreds of volunteers that give of their hearts, time, and hands.
So do you, like, take multiple vitamins? Do you take a gazillion fish oil? What do you do to keep you slipping and sliding and moving?
No fish oil, but definitely got to keep the wellness up.
Okay, perfect.
Make sure we've got the energy going.
So this is the 14th year, I believe. Is that right?
That is correct.
I think I counted on my fingers the right way. Perfect. Of the Healing Fields. And it was really put together and started by Supervisor Mallory, Chair Mallory.
Correct.
Right, Pilar?
It was actually back in 2011 that Mary Mallory and her husband, Kirk, had seen a 9/11 healing field. And had the vision to bring it to the beautiful town of Prescott Valley. So beyond thankful for that.
And so every year, starting in September, does it always start on the same day, Pilar?
It's always during Patriot Week, so the Friday before 9/11. So this year, that Friday is September 5th, and that's when the flags will go up.
Perfect.
So when is Patriot Week then? September the 8th?
It goes from the 5th through the 12th.
Okay, so the Friday to Friday then.
Yeah.
Okay, so who designated Patriot Week? Is that something that's national or is that just Prescott Valley?
No, that's national. Yeah, we just, everybody, especially around that time, because we don't want anybody to ever forget 9/11.
So I wonder if the powers to be, I mean, like government, did they designate a Patriots Week? Huh. I don't know. Okay. So the flags go up September the 5th.
Correct.
Let's tell our listeners about that.
So we will start installing the flags on Friday morning, September 5th at 7 a.m. And we usually have about 130 to 170 volunteers that come out for that part of it. Rebar goes in prior to that same morning. And then once the flags are up, we start placing the boots. Mm-hmm. We put tags on each flag. So it's not just a flag, Sandy. It is someone. Each flag is designated. Each flag has a tag that has a picture, a name, where they were that morning or where they were going to.
When they lost their life.
Correct.
So Patriot Week, I just looked it up, and it renews America's spirit by deepening the appreciation of the first principles, founding fathers, and other patriots. And this holiday is anchored by the key date of September 11th, the anniversary of the terrorist attacks on our land. So that's pretty amazing. And I think that unlike any other nation in history, America has been founded on first principles that are there to guide us. So Patriot Week is celebrating and honoring those first principles.
Absolutely.
So where in Prescott Valley is the healing fields?
It is actually on the beautiful grass area, the Civic Center, between Prescott Valley Police Department and the town of Prescott Valley.
Okay, so that great big swath of grass area.
Absolutely. And Sandy, we put up just under 3,000 flags, actually 2,978 flags, including Sirius, the 9/11 canine dog that was killed that morning.
So you have a team of volunteers that come out and do this.
You do.
What's the first process for the installation? What happens first?
We have volunteers that arrive that help CAFMA and our PVPD and other officers install the rebar. It's already mapped out on the field, so we know exactly where to put them in, but that's a critical piece. It has to go first and foremost. Then when they're done, we have another set of volunteers that show up. We kind of go through everything for safety and whatnot, and then they go onto the field, unfurl the flags, and put them on top of each rebar.
So do people have directions, Pilar? Do you tell them where to go? Do they know what row they're in? Do they have a map of where to go, how to do it? Share with our listeners the process of the management of how to send your volunteers out.
So we'll start with the rebar, and there's actually dots that are spray painted on the field. So that set of volunteers knows exactly where the rebar goes and how far it goes in.
So are those dots out there now, or do they happen the day before? Or
they usually do them a day or two before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then once those are in, the flags are put on a couple of different tarps in the four different quadrants that we have. And volunteers, once we've done our safety briefing, to make sure that they go around the perimeter of the field, not through all the rebar, because safety first always, right, Sandy?
That's right, Pilar. We got it.
And they will unfurl the flags and grab a couple, and they will place them on top of each of the rebar that's out there. Then we have a second team that comes in to place the tags. With those tags, we have specific maps and names and numbers that have to be followed. That is a critical, critical piece to make sure those go up exactly where they're supposed to go.
So those names are all pre-designated as to where they go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That in itself is a challenge.
It is. So volunteers need to be able to follow instructions to a T for that piece, because throughout the week at the information booth, somebody may come up and say, oh, I knew this person, or I want to visit a family member, friend, whatever it is. We can look them up by last name and take them or send them directly to where that flag is. Row number, flag number, it's got to be there.
Well, and if they're a fireman that, for example, have lost their life and they are going to have a pair of boots at the bottom of their flag, you need to know exactly where that's going to be at.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. And
makes
the boots
sense.
Are designated firefighter, police, or military, so they're definitely
spot
different
forward.
Types of boots.
So, Pilar and Mike, we need to take a break. And when we come back, listeners, we will continue our conversation about this rich tradition that has been taking place in Prescott Valley for 14 years. So is this our 14th year or our 15th year?
14th
year. So listeners, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. This morning, we are all about the healing fields in Prescott Valley, Patriot Week. Our guest with us this morning is Pilar. I'm going to mess it up. Pilar, say it.
Hemry.
I don't know why I have a block.
It's an emery board with an H. Hemry.
Okay.
Or firecracker.
Hemry. How does Hemry go with the firecracker?
red hair, red dress.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I'm better
can
at rhyming.
That?
I'm better with the Emory board and the Henry, yeah, Pilar. So we are discussing the healing fields, which start September the 5th, correct, Pilar?
Correct.
And you know, as the years pass, and it says this on a website, it becomes more and more important to remember those killed in what was an unfathomable act of just deplorable happenings to our community, mm-hmm. our city, our state, our universe, us, all of us. And I think what's more important about this, a lot of us know where we were, but think about so many of the youth that were not even born then, that have no idea. And it's so important to educate them and share what happened to our universe, our nation.
It is. It's so important. And I love when I have teachers and professors and homeschool moms and dads that call me and say, hey, is it okay if we bring the kids out to the field?
Absolutely.
I'm like, it's beyond okay. Please bring them to the field. And one of the questions I had last year is like, well, we have some 5-6-year-olds that probably don't know what
they wouldn't have any idea.
But because of the 8 kids that were killed, we have a teddy bear attached to their flags. So if they look at it, they can say, oh, there's a teddy bear. This must be a little kid just mm-hmm. like me.
So they can relate.
Exactly, exactly.
So the process starts with the GPS marking of the dots where the rebar goes. Then you send out the flag crew. Uh-huh. Then you send out a tag crew. Right?
AFL.
And they know what row they're on. Do you just have one person per row? Or how do you have a couple row people that go through and put tags?
The way the field is set up, Sandy, we have different sections. So we send the tag team out as a duo. So 2 per team. And then they get a box of the tags. Mm-hmm. And we say, okay, here's your map. This is the numbering. Start here, work your way that way, and kind of go from there. So they get a little extra training versus just putting up the flags.
So you mentioned earlier on the flag installation is broken up into quadrants.
Yeah, into sections.
So uh-huh. the tags, though, are not, they don't go by those quadrants per se?
They do within each of, so one box will say section 1, and uh-huh. then they know they have to start from one, either the front or the back, depending on which way they're going, if they're starting from the right or the left.
Then the quadrant's broken up into multiple sections.
Yeah, we have 8 sections. Uh-huh.
Cool. Very cool.
8 sections. Correct. Okay. Do you have the multiple volunteers that return year after year? Or do you have new volunteers, Pilar, every year?
We have a little bit of everything. You've definitely got our wonderful community that steps up each and every year and says, hey, I just saw an email, or it's coming to be that time. We want to be sure we're out there and we have it on our calendar. You know, we definitely want to help and be a part of it.
How many volunteers do you use?
For setting up the flags specifically, we have usually, I'm going to say 150 to 180 in there doing the flags that morning. And it goes fairly quickly.
Then do you have volunteers all week long that are out there manning what? Do you have an information booth?
We absolutely
Perfect.
Do. So that starts the morning of flag setup.
Okay.
For anybody that comes out while we're trying to get it set up, there's people going, oh, what is this? Tell me about this. So I have my volunteers there that are going, this is what it's about. This is why we're here. It will be up all week long. We encourage you to come back. Or, hey, you're here now. Why don't you come out and help us?
Okay, so are you chairman? What is your capacity for managing the healing fields, Pilar?
I am the event chair and volunteer coordinator.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm blessed to have an amazing team that works with me day in and day out. This goes on all year, starting January, for the beginning. Mary Mallory and her husband, Kirk. And then I have Robert Johnson and Peggy Schmidt. That's like our core team. And, of course, all the community volunteers.
But what we haven't talked about is you also have to have the same volunteer participation for taking the fields down.
We do.
And that's a process in and of itself.
It is. And the Friday before flag takedown, so that'll
Can we wait till for the takedown to get a little more into the process?
And then what do you think?
Should we answer that?
I think we can.
Perfect. So what happens now? The flags are up. It started. What happens? Are they're there for 24 hours? Can anybody come by at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning? How is that process, Pilar?
Absolutely. The flags stay up and they are illuminated at night. We have solar lights, so they are appropriately lit up as they should be.
So the whole field is illuminated, okay?
It is. And you can come out 24/7. So if you've been there during the day, I encourage you to come out at night. It's
right.
Just beautiful. Beautiful. And then we have, they go up on the 5th, and they will stay up the whole week.
And your volunteer team is there from what hours during the week?
During the week, for the most part, they're there from 10 in the morning till 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends.
So for the public, if you have questions or want to know where a certain flag is or a name, your volunteers are there from 10 until 5.
Yeah.
Even on the weekends or just Monday through Friday?
The whole time.
Okay. So
we'll be there
for every day until the Patriot Week is over.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll be there a little earlier on Saturday, September 6th, because we have the blessing of the field.
Right.
And our second annual pancake breakfast. And then for Wednesday 9/11, we'll stay later because we have our ceremony at 6 o'clock.
So what happens on September the 6th?
That is the blessing of the field. So we have a short program where they literally come out, they do our placing of the boots.
So the boots are not there previously.
This is one set of boots that is placed specifically by our honor guard. They will place that there. It's short and sweet, but it's very... it's a neat ceremony.
And where is that held? On the field itself or at a certain location at town hall?
Right where the stage is.
Okay.
In the
perfect.
Grass area.
Got
down
it.
There. Yeah.
So do you have music? Do you have do you have blessings? Do you have prayers? Do you have a flyover? What is the process for the blessing of the field?
No flyover, but we will have one of our chaplains there from CAFMA. And we will have the pipes and drums.
Okay. Do we have any other dignitaries there that make comments and speeches?
Not that morning.
Okay.
Not that morning. It's a little more just...
solemn?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Listeners, it's time to take another break. Good gravy. Mike, it's your turn.
Well, it's my turn to say we're having a great time
getting a lot
of good information from Pilar.
Yes, we are. I know.
So stay tuned. We're going to learn some more, and we'll even get into the takedown section.
Perfect.
Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to this very important program this morning, the Healing Fields in Prescott Valley for Patriot Week starting September the 5th. Our diva of all things with us this morning is Pilar Hemry. Rhymes with a Emery board.
How'd I do?
You did wonderfully
okay.
Well.
Pilar H. We're talking about the healing fields in Prescott Valley. So, Pilar, when we took our break, where did we leave off, Mike?
We were talking about the volunteers and some people who may not have participated before, wanting to participate, but not sure that they have the qualifications.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually had a phone call this morning that asked me that exact question. They wanted to come out and help, not sure how they could and where they could fit in, but they wanted to do the information booth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I don't know enough about it, or I have so many questions. Like, if you have time and heart and want to be there, you are most welcome to come out and volunteer. We have info at the booth. We have binders there that can answer questions. And if you don't know, it's okay. You can just tell them we don't know and we'll find out for them.
Perfect.
So how many? You have about 150 to 180 volunteers from start to finish.
That's just the morning
okay.
of
oh,
putting the flags up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and then we have a different set that usually come back and they'll spend an hour or 2 hours. Some will come out for half day.
Okay, so the rest of the week, from the
correct.
5th through the 12th.
Friday the 12th.
Okay, so how many volunteers do you need for the informational booth, just being there to ask questions and answer questions?
It varies throughout the week because we try to have people work in pairs, at the very least. A lot of times we'll have 4 to 5 people at the information booth. We want to be able to, if somebody comes and says, oh, I want to look up this flag, we want to be able to take them to the flag instead of just kind of pointing
right.
and
perfect.
Saying, here's a little sticky and
right.
this is where you go. Anybody is welcome to come out and volunteer at the booth. We love having our veterans out there. Some people aren't quite as mobile, so they can't walk the grass area, but they can come out and they can welcome people
perfect.
To the field. They can be a part of it in so many different ways, and we love our volunteers.
So if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they reach out, Pilar, and get on the volunteer list?
They can go right to our website and sign up for any capacity they would like to, from flag setup, takedown, tags, information booth. And the information booth, you can go in and sign up for an hour. You can sign up for multiple hours, multiple days, however much you have to offer.
And then if you see that those slots are not filled with volunteers, do you then and your core team step in to fill up? Okay.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Okay. So now the 6th, that's the blessing of the field.
Correct.
That's what happens next. Are there any other special performances or acknowledgments that you do?
We will have on 9/11 at 6 o'clock. We have a very special ceremony that everybody's invited to. And that'll run probably 35, 40 minutes at the most. But that's.
And is that planned now? Do you know what's going to happen and take place on Thursday the 11th?
We do. We have some surprises,
perfect.
So I can't divulge
okay.
those. But I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay. And how long is that ceremony?
It goes about 30 to 40
okay.
minutes.
Perfect. And that starts at 6.
6 o'clock.
Okay. So listeners, I hope you're writing all this down so you don't miss out one thing.
And they can go right to the Healing Field website, which is healingfieldpv.com.
To sign up. Correct. And to find out the process and all of the events taking place.
Anything you want to know.
Okay. Do people call you directly, Pilar?
They can, absolutely,
okay.
if they have questions. If somebody has a question, needs to get in touch with me, you can reach me at 949-422-6035. Text is best.
Perfect. And I assume you're going to be doing this for the next 55 years.
long as we have volunteers, we will continue to do this.
Perfect. Absolutely. Perfect. But do you need volunteers?
Yes.
Okay. So, listeners, that's an emphatic yes.
Yes.
So, this is a wonderful event and something so near and dear to our hearts that you should volunteer for. You know, it's pretty heartfelt.
It is. And just as you're walking around the field, whether it's daytime, nighttime, when that breeze moves these flags, knowing that each one is somebody's or was somebody's loved one, maybe it'll brush up against you. Stop. Maybe say hi.
Take it in.
Have we ever had relatives come of the healing field memory flags and tags?
We have.
Wow.
We've had people show up that said this was my aunt or my uncle, you know, a loved one. And
oh my gosh.
Of course, that just kind of takes you
right
back.
Sure.
With them there, and they just want to share stories.
Wow, amazing.
And that's one of the really neat things about being there throughout the week is hearing the stories that we may not know about.
I know that we've had folks that even live here in our community that were at 9/11 and have survived to live and tell about it. They live right here in our communities.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do they come out every year? Do you see those same folks? Or do they just every now and then?
I think there's quite a few that will come, but they just want to be a part of it.
Right.
They walk onto
right.
the field. They don't necessarily come up and have conversations
right.
with everybody, so we wouldn't know necessarily if that was them there or not.
Sure. It's personal.
It is. It is. Or they just want to come pay the respect and just being there. I can't say enough. It's just amazing.
So when we come back from our next break, then we can talk about the takedown. How's that?
Perfect.
The takedown segment.
That works.
I know. You wanted to do the takedown much earlier. We stopped him, didn't we, Pilar? So when we come back from our break, listeners, we will discuss the takedown process of the healing fields, when it ends, and how it all works. So don't move. Pilar, Mike, and me, and the engineer, will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Our guest with us this morning is Pilar Emery. Did I do okay? Emery.
Bingo.
Golly. Pilar, I'm going to have to stay after school. Or sit in the corner. Wear a dunce cap. Pilar, Mike, and myself were discussing the Healing Fields Patriot Week, which starts September the 5th, and we have the Healing Fields right here in Prescott Valley. So back to the youngsters that had no idea what this was, weren't even born then. Do our teachers bring out a lot of their classrooms? Do you see more and more youngsters being involved, Pilar, that want to learn about what really happened?
We have some amazing teachers in our community. For example, Mr. Scott Sloat, that is across the street. They're close enough, they can walk across the street. So his classes all come out.
Now that's the equine school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then we have homeschools that are able to come
right.
out as long as they have parent and transportation
right.
and that type of thing. And there's a couple other schools that are semi-close by that do have transportation. And I encourage any teacher, any homeschoolers, please come out. Please. We want you there. We want you to be a part of this and see what it's all about.
So we do have the schools that come out.
We do.
Do you see that increasing year after year?
We've been trying to reach out more and get them more involved. So, yes. And we have
separate binders that we put aside. So once they arrive, they can come and say, okay, we're going to talk about this and do what we do. So we will give them a binder that has the names, and they can kind of go off and sit in the grass area or amongst the flags and do their education for that lesson.
So you've made special binders for schools.
We have.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Well, we're grateful for all of them coming out. We can never forget this.
Right. So, okay, so Mike, I know, wants to talk about the takedown.
Well, it's a process all in itself.
It is.
So just as important and the
as the setup.
Well, and the honor in which those flags are treated, taking
Correct.
Them down. So I think that's just as special as it is putting it up.
It is, absolutely. And the way that process works, Friday about 4 o'clock, we start taking the tags off.
Mm-hmm. And that's Friday,
the 12th.
September the 12th.
Correct. So everybody works in teams again. The way they went up, they have to come back down. They will take those. They're boxed up appropriately. And then the following morning is when we take down the flags. And that's Saturday, September 13th. So the process for the flags when they come down, the flags will come up. They will refurl the flags. We have tarps laid out that they will lay the flag down so they're not touching the ground itself.
Mm-hmm.
Once those are laid out, we bundle them, we cover them, and then they will be stacked up and appropriately stored in one of our wonderful CAFMA warehouses.
So perfect.
They're definitely loved on and taken care of.
Now, those flags that happen to have gotten damaged or just worn through the years, are those replaced during setup or during takedown?
I'm glad you asked that. We actually have flag replacement projects. We've done three. We have one more this coming Thursday. Tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Next week.
I'm trying to think. The 20th.
Perfect.
The 20th will be our last one.
You're speeding our week along. So the 20th, Pilar, that was already last week. This is the weekend. What time
Thank
did
you.
You wake up? Do you know where you are?
You know what? And I could use a little caffeine right
okay,
about now.
Okay, good. So on the 20th, last Wednesday, what happened?
We had a group of people, and we meet over at the CAFMA warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
The flags are unfurled, checked. If they're okay for her to fly again, she will fly again for this season. If not, we have flags there where we take them off, replace them. So we don't have as many to replace the morning of.
Perfect.
When we put them up.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what happens to the flags that you replace? How are they destroyed and where do they go?
Those go. Peggy Schmidt, who's on our volunteer team, she takes these. And she's part of the American Legion. So once she has them, she goes through and checks to see, okay, maybe the volunteer was a little too, we can actually use her again. Otherwise, they are disposed of properly.
And Peggy does all that.
She takes
Perfect.
It to her. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So can flags be restitched and put back together if they have tears in them? Can a seamstress do that, or does the flag have to be destroyed?
If there are small little tears sometimes, but for the most part, once it's out in our wind and
right.
our crazy weather, it just...
Very difficult to...
It is.
...to refurbish.
It really is.
So what's the timeline process then for removal? 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours?
We usually do a 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we have anywhere from 10 to 15, 16 volunteers that come out and spend that time with us.
Oh, so it's much easier and not as many volunteers to do the takedown.
That's for the flag replacement
oh,
project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Takedown, we have about the same amount of volunteers
okay.
that come out. Once the flags are taken off the rebar, laid out, and those start getting packed up and put away, the rebar comes up right behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then laid down so that there's no safety issue. Once again, safety first, always.
Smart. That works.
Perfect. So, Mike, I know you volunteered, correct?
Yes.
And what did you do?
By the time I got there, they were sufficiently manned.
Oh, so he slept late, Pilar.
I was late. I must admit.
He slept late. Did he? Let's ask him this question again. Did you volunteer?
I did. I agreed to show up. Unfortunately, I showed up too late.
But, okay. Pilar, I guess we give him a pass, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are you going to do this year? Are you going to wake up earlier and get on the road earlier?
I think that would probably go without saying that.
Perfect.
Yes, I would.
Perfect. Pilar, he's always late. He's
Oh, goodness.
I know. Oh, goodness is right.
It's in my genes.
It is. Oh, goodness is right. You just never know how late he's going to be. What else would you like to share with our listeners, my friend?
Just that we are so grateful. We still need volunteers. Don't worry if you don't have any experience. Maybe this is your first time. If you have the time to be out there and volunteer,
just jump
in. We want you there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So give out the volunteer contact info again, please.
So you can go right to the website, which is Healing FieldPV.com. You can text me at 949-422-6035 with any questions that you may have about signing up, or you can email me at healingfieldpv@gmail.com.
And if you don't have a chance to volunteer but have not had a chance to be there, you definitely need to go and participate. It's a very, very special place to be.
It is, very much so.
So, listeners, we're going to take our last break. Pilar, Mike, and me, we will be right back to wrap up our show.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Pilar, thank you so much for being with Mike and me this morning and sharing this magnificent, heartfelt event that happens every year in our community. You know, kudos to you for taking this on for the love of remembrance and all you do.
Thank you for
You're
having
just,
us
here. You're just pretty amazing, my friend. So, listeners, if you want to reach YCCA, we're at 778-0040. And, Pilar, you wanted to talk about one other thing that we neglected to share.
Throughout the week, we have the opportunity for flag and field maintenance, especially if we have any crazy weather and maybe the flags have tilted or gone down, being able to have folks that'll come out and help re-upright and help us take care of them.
Okay, so they're on call or they're on duty or?
There's people that will text me and say, hey, you can call me or text me at any point in time.
Okay.
I'll show up.
Okay.
But they also have the opportunity to sign up on the website.
Okay. And sit in the flag and maintenance and field tent. That's we should give them their own tent.
I'd be happy to do that.
Yes, perfect. So, listeners, hope to see you in September. Be there at the Healing Fields. It's wonderful. Take your family and your kids. Mike, leave home earlier, get up earlier, be on time. Right, Pilar?
Absolutely.
So, until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Pilar.
And we say, see you next weekend.
Perfect.
Wear your seatbelts. What else do you want to say?
Keep off the horn.
Pilar, what do you want to say?
Thank you for having me here this morning.
You're welcome. It was our pleasure and our honor, my friend. So love one another, eat your leafy greens. That's what I always say. Bye.
Hammer Time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.